Listen. You see, I started from the verse 1 by saying that God chastens us and rebukes us because his ultimate goal is to shift our disposition from self towards himself so that he may be able to help us and heal us. Because every time that there is an opening for the enemy, he doesn't think twice about attacking us. So once we notice that we have gone off the path, the first thing that we need to do is to call God's attention and to seek his face. And that is why David prayed the prayer and said, "Turn thyself to us again." God does not despise an earnest cry for help. You see, and then we came to the verse 2. And this is where we began to talk about the fact that there are things called cracks, which are portals that the enemy uses to have access to our lives, access to our ministries, access to our businesses, access to our children. And you see, until those cracks are sealed, things will shake, things will tremble. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you are following. I told you that it is even within God's ability to shake the foundations of the earth to the core and to remove the seal of stability. It is by that seal of stability that creation is still standing, that creation is still in place. Anytime that God turns his back, anytime that God takes a step back from us, what is happening to us is that we have lost contact. We have lost contact with the favor and mercy of God. Hallelujah. Are you following? And I also told you that in the absence of God's system of order, in the absence of that same system of operation, the creation and the creature will fall prey to evil operations and evil agenda. Because the devil and the kingdom of darkness operate by looking for a loophole. I need you to pay attention to this. Looking for a loophole. What the enemy is looking for is a chance, is something to bring against you in the court of heaven. And that is what Bible calls a breach or a crack. If you understand up to this point, let me see your amen. Hallelujah. Canto lebras cofentes. Shana Matai. Now listen. God has the power and the ability to heal and to restore what has been destroyed. I have seen, by the grace of God, diverse kinds of individuals that there's a certain glory upon their lives that were stolen. Some of them, it was even stolen when they were babies by the nurse or the midwife that attended to them. Some of them by the witches in their families. But the truth of the matter is, even though the devil may have stolen what belongs to you, it is not lost forever. Can someone type, "It is not lost forever"? God has given me grace so that I can let you be aware that that glory which you lost, that thing that was given to you as a gift from God, that was lost, he said, "I should tell you that it is not lost forever." He said that it is not lost forever because he has the ability to correct that mistake. He has the ability to go into time to set things in order. The Lord said, "I should tell you
that he has the ability to heal and to restore what has been destroyed. Can I pray a prayer for you? I'm praying for you right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be the healing and the restoration of that which has been destroyed in your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Until the cracks are sealed, lives will be destroyed. Until the cracks are sealed, families will be destroyed. Until the cracks are sealed, generations will be at risk, because the devil will not just attack you, he will attack your loved ones. The devil will not just attack you and your loved ones, he will wait for generations to come so that he will use the same loophole to destroy them. The devil has had many years to experiment with people. You are not the first person to come from your family, and you will not be the last. And so the devil knows that this thing is a weakness for the family of this people. And so the devil continually will try to trap us in certain weaknesses, in certain things that by experiment he knows work against our families. That is why tonight we must pray that, oh God, let the cracks be sealed. Let the broken things be repaired in the name of Jesus. Can we pray for just 1 minute? We are telling God that, oh God, let the cracks be sealed. Let the broken things be repaired in the name of Jesus. Kon tolobosh kabadapa regedegedo shabranta leko shatatata ekapa shatadabashante leko shebrete koro sotobrete. Lift up your voice, child of God. You are praying and you are telling God that, oh God, let the cracks in my life, in my family, be repaired. I can't see you praying. Shakobrata. Oh, are you praying? Are you praying? Legado ekovashanda libro shakata pefelekosha leko tamia shanda lea fardios kedebosha libra kosha taya regado shadadabose kolobose leko shadadabadabose kataya bada leko shadadabato elako shananamata leko shentolibaso. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the cracks be repaired. Akolomoshaya legendo sopravataya liashako melakosha rakatosha paraka eko shantayaba leko shata lemakoma tefenkraso legendo shagada ayako yako shebebebebebebe. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people. Every crack, every loophole the enemy has found, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let there be a repair. Let there be a sealing of the cracks in the name of Jesus. I pray whatever doorway that the enemy may have found, we shut it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not here. I can't see you praying. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Are you following the message? I am feeling very, very, very heavy in my spirit. I'm trusting God for a performance. Hallelujah. Now, can you post for me the verse 3? You can post the rest of the verses, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5 downwards. Let me teach you what God wants you to know. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You see, I have been talking about the chastisement of God. And in our last meeting, I showed you and I explained to you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In our last meeting, I spoke to you about the fact that God will only chastise you because He wants to correct you and He wants to draw you closer. But one thing I have noticed is that many of us are not happy when God corrects us. Most of the time, what I've realized is that anytime God corrects us, we are angry. We feel like God doesn't have a right to correct us. But child of God, I want to submit to you that it is for your own good if God corrects you. Okay? Sometimes the things or the measures by which God corrects us may feel like a heavy burden. But I want to let you know, child of God, that every time that God chastises you, that God chastens you, that God rebukes you, it is so that He can cause you to be like refined gold. Hallelujah. For those of us who live in Ghana, listening to me, you know about what they call galamsey. The gold they find is not refined. But the gold bars you see on TV have been refined. They have been purified. So they have a higher quality. And it also means that they have a higher value or worth. Whenever God chastises you and rebukes you, what God is attempting to do for you is that He wants to purify you so that you will become of greater worth, of greater value. Now, Bible says from the verse 3 that you have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. Say that, but you have raised a banner for those who fear you, a rallying point in the face of attack. Now, listen to this. The chastisements of God, they are like sour drink, tasteless drink, difficult to swallow. But in the things that we go through, there is a message. And God's message to us is that a sign is being given that return to me. Return to me. The difficulties and the challenges we are going through is a sign that we must return to God. You see, God forever identifies with those who fear and honor His name. And His banner is with them as an insignia of truth. Let me show you something. Anytime you fear and honor God, when you cry unto Him, He hears you. And it doesn't matter where you are, deliverance will come. Even if they have put you under a rock, even if they have put your destiny on top of a tree, when you fear and honor God and you cry out to Him, He will bring deliverance to your doorstep. I thought somebody would say amen. I said He will bring deliverance to your doorstep. Kadaba shantayaba. Listen. Now, verse 5. He said that, now rescue your beloved people. Answer and save us by your power. The King James puts it in a nice way. The King James talks about the right hand of God. The right hand of God. It's like, can I get a verse 5 in King James? Give me the rest of the verses in the King James translation. I want to show you something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are you being blessed? Are you learning something? The Holy Ghost sent from heaven. You see, when you see the scripture talking about the right hand of God, the first thing that should come to your mind is power.
The right hand of God is a revelation of his power, his ability to save, his ability to deliver, his ability to turn a situation from evil to good. Maybe your enemies think your end has come, but in this new month, I came to announce to you that there is a new thing that God is doing. By his right hand, he will save you. I thought somebody would say, the Lord shall save me with his right hand.